I've just come down from, I don't know, probably a flight of about 25 feet. So I'm still buzzing a little bit. It's been a day full of excitement, intense education, both for me and for a number of rangers here, rangers that are with the Kenyan Wildlife Service. And Nia, you are ex-Special Forces, and you've been brought in to train these guys. What exactly do you do? What do these rangers do in general?
Well, the KWS is in charge of all the wildlife in Kenya, all the parks, all the wildlife that's outside the parks. So they're the ones really protecting the animals. Unfortunately, there is still a great amount of poaching going on, coming from neighboring countries, also a little bit of local poaching. And the rangers have to deal with this security issue, which they do in a fine manner. We're here to give them a little assistance, understand how to treat themselves, first aid, how to administer first aid to tourists, to kind of increase their levels and to become the leading wildlife service in Africa and the world.
Now, they seem to have an awful lot of respect already, and people are already saying that, you know, this area is the most secure to a certain extent, and these people are the most, they seem to be the most highly trained. Is this a recent thing since the new bout of training?
New training is definitely contributing, but Kenya has taken a strategic decision probably in the 80s when poaching was at the highest levels to increase the level of KWS to actually create the Kenya Wildlife Service. It wasn't there in the 80s. And put a large amount of resource and manpower and money into these guys. So yes, they've definitely, the new training is helping, but their level was good before we ever arrived.
So I was asked by Darren and Tag ID to come over here and take some photographs, shoot some video, basically document what you guys have been doing. And there's been some seriously hardcore medical training going on. I've been watching needles going in. These guys, yeah. You're not holding back any medical training here. You're not holding back anything. You're securing areas as well. That's where the kind of military aspect comes in, so that when people are being treated, they're kept safe. Does it get much harder than this, much tougher than this, or are you giving everything? And what is TAG's role?
Okay, right. You mentioned TAG, so of course it's time to thank them, which they've sponsored this training. They've bought equipment, essential first aid equipment that doesn't exist in the front lines right now. When I say front lines, I mean, of course,
perimeter fences and
mostly border, where some of the poachers are coming from. It does get tougher than this. There's always where to go. There's always more training. We want to create medics and paramedics. We want to reach a level where the rangers can train themselves, mm-hmm. train all rangers in the Kenya Wildlife Service, and again, even export this training to other wildlife services in Africa and again in outside in the world. There are many places in Asia and South America that require the same kind of protection for the animals, for the parks, national parks. Yeah, and I want to again thank TAG for this great initiative.
It's definitely a quality equipment coming in to match the quality training, and I know you're pushing them quite hard. I went out today into Tsavo East. Mm-hmm. And it was so relaxed and so beautiful, and we were out luckily with one of the rangers, but we saw, you know, tourists and people being taken out, and it's very casual, very relaxed. A lot of the trouble that exists happens way outside of tourist zones, doesn't it?
Yes you know, the poaching is done, the poaching is still going on, of course. It's done mostly outside the parks because the poachers understand KWS has tough security in the parks, mm-hmm. therefore they kind of keep out. However, the animals don't respect the boundaries of the park. They go in and out. They have their own, routes. That's why, unfortunately, there is still a security matter. There's still a lot of poaching going on. There's still a very demanding. It's still a very demanding job from the rangers. Ivory, unfortunately, and rhino horn are still very expensive commodities and wanted commodities, of course, black market commodities. Mm-hmm. So Yes, it can get tough outside the parks, though. I don't remember any incident lately that involved tourists or kind of disturbed the tranquility of the parks.
Just amazing experience, and it's been years since I've been here, and I was just totally reinvigorated. And I highly recommend it if you actually want to see these animals in the wild, and I dread to say, while you still can. Hopefully the training is going to ensure that the animals stay here a little bit longer. Thanks to Tag ID, desperate thank you to Darren for asking me to come out here, because I've just been just thoroughly excited the whole time, enthused and invigorated by this passion for learning that these guys have, and an obvious skill that they're going to be carrying with them. Thank you very much for kind of being a great host as well, and letting me run around people being very active and not getting tripped over or anything. So just awesome. I'm a little bit gobsmacked. So let's have a chat with some of the guys a little bit later. I hope to get their take on things. So good luck, and keep up the good work.
Thanks again, and again thanks for Tag and for you to coming in and actually exporting this to the world. And we need everyone's support.
Yeah, definitely.
Great. Thanks a lot.